Well, this summer is rather exciting because it will have been 5 years, yes, a whole 5 years, half a decade, no less, since I interviewed my musical hero, Jay Semko. I can't believe, Pilar, 5 years, where has it all gone, all those 5 years? Actually, you know, the sort of thing about it is that I interviewed Jay Semko. He was in Canada, I was in Liverpool on my radio show, and it was we sort of finished the series, the program, at the end of the summer, and then I was transported to Spain in the October the 6th, to be precise, and I've been living in Spain ever since. So it's sort of quite the whole, it's been 5 years since I interviewed Jay, but I've also been in Spain for 5 years, and I cannot believe where the time has gone. It's just disappeared. And you know, things have been pretty good for me. I've been doing the radio, I've been doing the audio booze and everything, sort of meeting lots of people and doing lots of things sort of to do with radio and everything, and I've been sort of trying to set up various radio stations and projects over here. And I got a job. I was teaching teachers. I've been teaching teachers, yes. I'm a teacher. Can you say that? I'm a teacher trainer. Also, I teach at the local university. So I'm keeping myself quite busy here. I have to say, I am quite busy here. But nonetheless, the time has just gone whoosh, disappeared. I don't know what happened. And I think it was the fact that the cavern, Liverpool's very own cavern, of course, I'm from Liverpool, you may have noticed. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, I'm just like, what can I say? You know, I'm from Liverpool and, you know, I've only got to, like, walk into the room and people know I'm from Liverpool, you know. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what gives it away. It must be the way I walk, the way I swagger, you know. I just don't know. I don't know what it is, you know. It's just one of those things. So, anyway, sorry, that my alter ego there getting out. So I haven't got a clue why or how the time has gone so fast, but it has. And I think it's because the cavern, Liverpool's cavern, was celebrating, or is celebrating, this week. I think it was yesterday, was the sort of the 50th anniversary of the first appearance of the Beatles at the cavern. And, I mean, you know, I'm sure Paul McCartney, Macca, is thinking, where have those 50 years gone? So I suppose 5 years is nothing in comparison. It's just absolutely extraordinary how quickly time goes. But, you know, there we go. That's it. It's gone very quickly. And I've had a fantastic time doing these programs over here. I've met lots of people. I've written to people. I've had messages from people. We've been doing this program for 5 years now. And it's been absolutely wonderful. I've no idea what's going to happen, if I'm going back to Liverpool next year or staying here. It's all a mystery. But nonetheless, you know, I've got all my memories and things. I just can't believe it's been 5 years since I interviewed Jay. And it's 5 years since I lived in Liverpool properly. I go back at Christmas and things, but it's been 5 years since I've lived there, since I've lived in my little house in Liverpool with my little garden and my red. The door is painted red, by the way. Sort of Notting Hill style colourful door, basically. And I've just done a tweet. Where's it gone? About 2 seconds ago. Marisol Nichols, of whom I am a big fan, because she was in Due South, and I discovered that quite recently. I didn't know that. I discovered her in something awesome called Injustice, which was sort of stopped before its time, unfortunately. But I became a bigger fan of her because of that, and I recently noticed that she appeared in an episode of Due South. So there we go. It's amazing how all these different bits of your worlds all sort of link in together. They all mix, of course. Jay Semko, I got into his music because he wrote the music for Due South, and it's amazing, absolutely amazing.